Golden State Radio.
Thank you for coming by.
503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Just a moment, we revisit Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. Later on, Scott Daly will be here from FilmBeaverRadio.com. Top 5, like is a 3, Dynamite at 7, etc. Rick, about Sinbad, who apparently, I don't even think we remembered he existed until Wikipedia said he was dead. Rick, he was doing a show last summer at the Beaverton Mall, where I make one of my many deliveries to. Nobody came, and it was free. I might be inclined to believe the story about him being dead. Does anybody from Necessary Roughness still have a career? All right, there you go. Let's see what else do we have here. Rick, any chance on... this is about the Wolfman Jack thing. Any chance on booking Duckin? David in Southeast. I really am going to ask how much it costs to get Great White to come do something. It'll be beyond... the thing is, no matter how little it is, it will certainly outstrip the budget resources of this radio station. But I am just sort of curious. Rick, red hair is actually extremely rare in Ireland. Most Irish look like Christina Ricci. In fact, red hair is a sign of the aristocracy, and red hair is a byproduct of centuries of inbreeding. That's not me, Rick Emerson, saying. It's probably true, though. It's like those people in Kentucky that had blue skin. Red hair is more common with the British and Scottish. Blah, 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 blah. This must be true. A sexy Irish lesbian told me all of this. And let's see. Rick, did you know that St. Patrick is actually Scottish, not Irish? I think this is a guy screwing with us. I think a guy is screwing with us here. This is because of the Iron Eyes Cody thing. This is because we said that Iron Eyes Cody was really, a Russian or whatever the hell he was. It's 503-733-2970. This is Kevin. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
That was creepy that you said that. This is Kevin. Hi.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Well, we're talking to a guy. I'm making like breathy sounds. A guy not even there. Speaking of which, during the break, and everybody missed this. During the break, Scotty came into the studio during the break. Says, now we got to start rolling like Nixon style secret recording devices.
I think that we should just have Scotty walk around with a microphone clipped to his collar all the time.
Just mic him constantly, 24/7. Scotty came in during the break and he said, "Rick, will you please just do?" No, he didn't say please. He said, "Rick, can I just get you to do one thing to please me?" That's all he said. And he didn't even really ever tell me what it was. Rick, will you rub me with soft Turkish towels? Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, here's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Well, here comes another peace march for downtown. What a waste of time. But it's going to be held Sunday, so it won't get in anybody's way.
God.
It's going to be from 12 to 5, and it's expected to run smoothly. The title of this rally is Stop the War, Bring the Troops Home. Neither will ever happen. Meanwhile, St. Patrick's Day is, it's being celebrated everywhere. Tomorrow, I believe. And police will be out in full force, especially in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, where their police sergeant, Ed Ferguson, who's also Irish, says it's a good day to have a police checkpoint.
Reality is St. Patrick's Day can just about be associated with drinking green beer and other alcoholic beverages, and because this St. Patrick's Day particularly falls on a Saturday, we wanted to increase our presence to the motoring public to remind them of their responsibilities to avoid drinking and driving.
Why, he does sound Irish. Whatever happened to Irish cops named like Mooney, who would take you into the basement and show you what for?
Take you downtown.
Keep Michael Corleone out of the hospital.
Sergeant Ferguson says the folks in Broken Arrow are pleased to see the police out looking out for them.
Well, I mean, obviously, you have some that will avoid that area intentionally, but, we're going to publicize the location because we want people to know exactly where we are. The location that we particularly chose has a lot of drinking established in that particular area, so that's why we chose that particular location.
He sounds like a big ball of fun, that guy.
He keeps peace in Broken Arrow.
Frank, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Eric, how's it going?
Hey.
So you want to replace your token Italian?
Well, we were threatening to replace Carol the token Italian because she called up and was really bitchy. She's like, you're really very nice with...
What's her claim to being Italian?
What?
What's her claim to being Italian?
Are you claiming that she is not Italian?
Well, what has she said? What is her background? What is she, does she have like parents that are full blood?
I don't know. Why would you claim to be Italian if you weren't?
Well, because some people just want to be Italian.
No one just wants to be Italian.
Yeah, they
do. Get over yourself. No one. I have never once woken up and decided, you know what, my life would be better if I was Italian. I've never once thought that. Anybody in this room? No. New Jersey. Seriously.
There you go.
I wish I could wear a tracksuit all the time.
Well, I'm a pure blood.
Oh, my God, Rick.
Damn, it's the Jersey. I'm not speaking about Italians. I'm speaking about people from New Jersey. I can generalize.
Well, I'm not from New Jersey, so it doesn't matter.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. If she calls up and gives us any more guff, we may ask you to call back, sir.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
Later.
There you go. I wasn't talking about Italians. I was talking about, I can generalize all day about people from New Jersey. All right. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, apparently, Lindsay Lohan is so deeply concerned that her felonious father, recently released from prison, will crash a party where she was DJing last night. She had the club go to serious lengths to prevent him from showing up. Sources involved said the owners of the Plum Nightclub of Manhattan posted extra security to keep Michael Lohan from slipping through the cracks, and even gave a photo of him to the door people in case he tried to weasel his way in. He served a 2-year sentence on assault charges. He was released earlier this week. Apparently, the situation was tense and nerve-wracking at one point. Nerves eventually got to Lindsay as she was in the DJ booth. Apparently, Lindsay flipped out at the shutterbug, suddenly stopping the music and telling the crowd, "Listen, you mother-effers, if I see one more mother-effing flashbulb go off, I'm going to stop the music and I'm going to be out of here." Her threat was met with utter silence. You could hear a pin drop afterwards in the packed crowd. Otherwise, things went smoothly for Lindsay, who did a 30-day rehab stint earlier this year. She was spotted taking pictures of herself in the VIP area, and the crowd, we're told, loved her spinning stylings.
Why would Lindsay Lohan possibly have the need to take pictures of herself? What? I mean, are they sexy pictures of some kind?
Because it's just not enough, Rick.
I just don't see my own crotch often enough in the news. Hold on. Let me do this. All right. Am I supposed to be... Okay, well, Scotty's... All right. Well, I'm just assuming these calls are being screened. What else do we have here? Many emails... Well, more emails about St. Patrick. And I don't really care whether he was Irish or Scottish. It doesn't really matter. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, the biggest sexual discrimination case in U.S. history advanced against Walmart stores when the high court ruled that more than 1 million women could join a suit charging bias and pay and promotions. The plaintiffs claim they could win billions of dollars in lost pay and damages, and that as many as 2 million women have worked for Walmart since 1998. Well, they could join a class action lawsuit. It's time for Walmart to face the music, said a lawyer for the Impact Fund. That's a nonprofit group in Berkeley, California. Lead plaintiff Betty Dukes.
I bet she's hot.
She worked as a greeter at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
What she looked like.
You like my tooth?
She let out a cheer while at work.
I'm absolutely overjoyed.
Said Miss Duke.
And fat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm absolutely overweight, said Betty. I'm just speculating. These are all satirical, Reverend. I'm sure she's a fine woman.
Yes.
I'm sure she's beautiful inside.
Skin.
I've so much skin. So much skin.
Don't repeat it again.
What an odd program this has been. Let's see. Rick, this email, well, we were just talking about this during the break. Rick, I've been racking my brain, and at first I was making fun of you, but I swear to God, I don't know how I would have explained the milk thing to the Mexican man at Plaid Pantry this morning. I laughed, but now I weep for you. Okay. Well, there you go. Well,
I wonder if any... I can't come up with anything.
No one spoke anybody... She did. The Chinese woman behind the counter did not speak Spanish. The Spanish guy, the Mexican guy, did not speak English. I don't speak Chinese. No one in that play, of the three of us, none of us could talk to each other. He was about to buy... And I don't even know why she cared. I guess she was just trying to be a good person. He was about to buy like a little... whatever. Like a little... thing. He was about to buy like a little quart or whatever, that pint of cream to drink, thinking it was milk. She's from China. They don't know from milk. So she had no way to explain it. All right. Anyway. And then she finally took him back to like the milk case, and she sort of like, she did like a broad sweep. And this is terrible, but the Chinese woman at the Plaid Pantry this morning, so she is doing... This is not just an ugly white person thing, as I've learned. She's doing that same thing. He doesn't speak English or Chinese, so how does she deal with him? She just shouts everything. And so in, like, this really thick Chinese accent, she's like, "Milk back here!" You know, and he clearly is understanding nothing. I mean, his eyes are just... he has no idea what she's talking...
You want me to wash windows?
Because she says... she holds up the little carton of milk, or of cream, is what she says, for coffee or for drink. And the guy says, and he just kind of shakes his head like, what? And because she doesn't know he doesn't speak English yet, and she's holding up the cream, and she says, for coffee or for drink? And the guy, that's why she said, I'm not trying to poke fun. That's how she put it. She is from China. She is not from the United
States. Sure, that's a very valid question.
And she says, because...
But who is she to question whether or not maybe he wants to drink cream beer?
He's buying it with cookies. So clearly he was trying to buy milk and cookies. Anyway, so...
But she said, paper it with cookies?
For coffee or for drink? And he says, what? And then just without missing her, she goes, for coffee or for drink? You know, just at the top of her lungs. And I was sorry, I was kind of glad, actually. Because that's a thing that I associate with hideous white people. And it was good to know that that's an ugly trait that is worldwide. It is another thing. We are all brothers under the skin. We all shout at foreigners when they don't speak our language. It's something that binds us together. Like Larry King's suspenders.
I hate it when you say foreigners. It just seems wrong.
There are foreign. There are people. There are foreign countries.
They're not like us.
There are people who are different.
You do sound
Sarah.
Like a redneck every time you say foreigners.
It's true. What would you call them?
People from other lands.
Evens. Savages. Let's do a couple more, and then we'll, Tim will have a thing, and then Scott Daly will join us here. This is Mailman, really? Well, it is St. Patrick's Day. Forgive me. This is Mailman Darby O'Gill. Hello, sir.
Top of the afternoon to you.
Hi. How's it going, Mr.
Don't say that.
Mr. O'Gill?
It's going very fine. Very fine indeed. You know, I want to be very careful and say that, the Portland Postal Service, the postmaster, and the Portland management have had no part in determining, you know, what was described earlier with the contracting out. It's a national issue.
Would you like to take a second to ponder whether you'd like to speak further on this?
Yes, I would.
Thank you.
No, I would.
All right, there you go. How do you, do you feel like continuing, so do you feel it's a good
Absolutely.
Idea?
Absolutely, I just wanted to hear the popcorn.
All right, thank you. Okay.
This is, you know, we are working with them, and, you know, this is a national issue. The informational picket yesterday was just out there to let people know that, you know, this is happening, you know, wanted everyone to know what's going on. We're not saying anything bad, we're saying that, you know us, you trust us, let's keep it that way.
All right. No, okay. No, here's the thing. I have no, you know, it's very fashionable for people to make fun of the post office and, oh, it's slow and whatever and the stamps go up and the whatever. But you know what? I put something, this is really true. And this is not just about the carriers, but about the whole thing. It's pretty amazing, actually, that for, like, whatever, however much it costs now for a stamp, I can write a letter, I can put it on, or a package, or a pair of roller skates, whatever it is, put it in the box, stick it out there, and for, like, you know, just a little bit of coin, it appears, like, on the other side of the country within just a couple days on somebody's porch. That's, and with, like, I would imagine, like, a 98% accuracy rate. That's pretty impressive when you think about it, really.
It is. And, you know, I think I've said enough. Hey, Scotty, can you find Sean Connery singing She's My Darling from Darby O'Gill? Love to hear it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Mailman Darby O'Gill. It's 503-733-2972. A couple more, and then we'll do one more story from Tim Riley, then we'll have the top five with Scott Daly. Peter, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
I was going to say, wouldn't that be funny if the Mexican got in his car and he's looking at his
sir,
cup of coffee?
Sir,
yeah.
Sir, now, are we about to enter? Is this going to be a racially insensitive joke, sir?
No. If he's looking at his coffee thinking, now what am I going to drink with my coffee?
That is pretty funny. What if he was trying to get cream for his coffee all along and she screwed him out of his cream?
Exactly. He probably went across the store to 7-Eleven to get some cream.
He's all angry. I can totally see him. Dumb white man told me not to buy any cream. That is pretty funny, actually. What if he knew what he was doing all along and she just was completely steering him the wrong way?
Yeah.
That is, see, our differences can provide amusing, good-natured comic fodder, sir.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Peter.
Okay. Hey, thanks. Have a good one.
Thank you. Peter? I barely know her. Audra, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hi. Well, I was just calling real quick because I actually manage a plaid pantry, mm-hmm. and it's very, very common. People come in a lot and buy half and half, and I see them walk away drinking it. And
really?
They can read. Yeah.
Now, if I may ask this, and again, I simply...
I know what you're going to ask.
What?
What?
What am I going to ask?
No, I'm not going to
Marty
say
Mouth.
Yeah.
Seriously, I want to know how well you know me. What was I going to ask, Sarah?
What kind of mental state?
That's not true. That's not what I was going to say. I was going to ask a question about this tapestry that is our country. Now, is that a cultural thing, perhaps? Is that a because I know that, for example, that you go to, what's a good example of this? Like, I think if you go to a lot of Asian countries, the idea of eating... I wonder if she's busy.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm listening.
No, that's okay. But if you go to, like, Thailand, for example, like I know in Thailand, you know, they would, like in a lot of Asian countries, they would view us eating cheese as weird because to them it's just like rotten milk. Like to a lot of the rest of the world, the idea of eating cheese is just horrific. They would have no idea why you would eat cheese that's gone bad. So my question is that a cultural thing? Are there certain cultures where perhaps drinking half and half as though it's a beverage is not the...
Real?
It's okay?
I'm not sure about that. I've seen mostly actually white people.
Really?
Yeah. I used to work by OHSU, so maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. Not to be offensive, but Russian people really like mayonnaise. I used to work at a Taco Bell, and they would come in and ask for mayonnaise, and it was just Russian people.
Well, that's okay. Mormons really like fry sauce. I mean, it's to each their own.
Of course. And mayonnaise is good.
No, it's true. Can I just tell you this? That from Sarah Dillon and myself, and from Sarah's gentleman friend, Raul, I would like to say we extend a hearty thank you, and I mean this sincerely, for the fine variety of lunch products you stock, because, like, probably 2 days a week, I eat my lunch at Plaid Pantry.
Good. Well, me too.
All right. God bless you. Audra, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for calling. You call us anytime.
Yeah, thanks.
Right. That's Audra at Plaid Pantry. Tip her today, won't you please? It's 503-733-2970. All Russians enjoy mayonnaise. And Canadians. Canadians love mayonnaise, too. Or is that vinegar? Whatever. Let's do one more with Tim Riley.
Well, Sarah, Jessica Parker is about to launch her long-awaited low-end clothing line.
Really? Is this an Onion story already?
This is a true story. She's becoming affiliated with some nationally known mall-based product to sell clothing and accessories for $20 or less. The philosophy is to offer high-end merchandise at the lowest possible prices.
None of this is going to be high-end merchandise.
Women should be able to wear great clothes and not lie in bed at night feeling guilty about how much money they spend. Her slogan is, fashion is not a luxury, it's a right.
And this is Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah.
Why would you ever take advice on how you should look from a woman who looks like Marilyn Manson? Why in the name of God would you ever allow that woman to look? I'm no fashion plate or anything, but she's just weird looking. If she's got money, she could get most of that fixed, I would think. She got money, she got a fairly attractive, pretty famous husband. You would think that, I mean, I'm sure she's very nice, but you would think that... Well, I'm sure Matthew,
it's an amicable relationship.
Well, what are you implying, Tim?
Was it speculated that he was gay?
Speculated. By who? By you just now? Are you doing that TMZ thing? You're becoming your own source? Source is inside the Rick Emerson Show. say that it's all a front.
I've heard that before, and page 6 has alluded to it.
To Matthew Broderick?
Mm-hmm.
Did he run over somebody in Ireland and kill them and get fined $18?
Matthew Broderick? Did he really?
So. Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Oh, wait, I remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
He fined $18 for killing somebody.
Never mind. Never mind. Well, it is St. Patrick's Day. If we're not going to tell that story today,
then Ireland, as a matter of fact.
Well, then, so the Irish could apparently be bought off, really. So if you absolutely must run over somebody, if you really feel like it's a thing you just have to do, we would encourage you to go somewhere in Europe for that.
So you can just go to the ATM machine and you're done with it.
You
just withdraw. The first button's always $20. You have $2 left.
It's like how your mom would give you, like, $10 to carry in your shoe in case you needed a cab. Here you go. In case you hit someone in Ireland. Fantastic. Well done. I love this program. It's 503-733-2970. That's Tim Riley. Well, let's simultaneously welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, Scott Daly.
DJ, this is David Kennedy.
Do we have to break? Oh, never mind. Scotty, stay in your room.
Hold back in the welcome mat for now.
Scotty, stay there. Back after this, we'll come back after this. Scott Daly, Scotty J. More from Tim Riley. Like us at 3. Donna Mike at 7. The Rick Emerson Show at AM 970 Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere.